What's up, my peoples? Yo, this is your boy, Dizave. And I got my brothers here. Well, one of them, Rasta. Sensations out of the country right now. So, Rasta, we got a heck of a topic to talk about. It might be a little controversial. People are going to probably get upset about this one. But, oh well, it is what it is. So, the topic is, why are people perverting God's covenant? Once again, why are people perverting God's covenant? The covenant I'm talking about is the rainbow. So me and Rasta had a little bit to talk about that. It's just something that was brought up by somebody I met recently. She said, we don't talk anymore, but she said that people are perverting God's covenant, the rainbow. See, the rainbow is God's covenant.
Whoa, we up, bro? You're not just do spin up on.
My fault. Everybody, Rasta.
What people out there? Hey, yeah, I can't wait to talk about this thing right here, man. This subject crazy to Rasta there, boy. Yo, boom, my God, crazy Rasta.
Okay, that's Rasta. So anyway, for years now, there's a community that has been perverting the God's covenant, which is the rainbow. The rainbow is the signal, is supposed to signify that he sent to Noah after the big flood that he would never flood the earth again. In order to flood it to kill people. Because we know that parts of the earth have been flooded. But he would never flood the earth to wipe the people off the face of the earth. We will actually die by fire. So it's just crazy that people are perverting that covenant. Like, who gave them the right to take that rainbow and say, this is our sick, this is what we are, this rainbow signifies who we are? And I believe that's why this earth is in such turmoil, not because of that community, but because of so much nonsense that's going on. There's wildfires everywhere, earthquakes going crazy. This is the signs of the times. I don't know when he's coming back, because he says no man will know. He's going to come back like a thief in the night. Excuse me. And I truly believe that we have gotten so out of hand as human beings that God just had enough. I mean, he wiped the face of the earth last time because he said he was tired of how men were with their will. Like, they were just bugged out. And I believe, he said he's not going to wipe the earth out again until Jesus comes back. But why use the rainbow, which is God's covenant, to signify who they are?
Yeah, let me speak upon that there, boy.
All right, go see what you got to say.
Yeah, man. My father said that blood clot rainbow, man. I don't understand who on earth can think about using that thing as a signal to say, yo, I like that same sex, man. I don't get that there, boy. See, what go on with the blood clot? The churches, man, especially them Catholic churches, dude, is that them, like, for instance, you know, I think that you know, may not understand how a Catholic church, the man, supposed to live by that same blood clot book, talk about their, you know, marry a same sex couple.
I get that. Sorry, I didn't mean to cut you off, Rasta.
Nah, you're cool. But man, I get that there, boy.
Yeah, I'm kind of on the same boat. I'm in the same boat. Like, why in God's name are churches marrying same-sex people? Why? The Bible literally forbids that, yo. It forbids it. And I was told the other day that, I'm not going to put nothing out there, but a pastor had to marry a Catholic woman and a Christian man because the Catholic woman had been divorced, so they wouldn't marry her because, one, she was divorced, and two, her husband was Christian, not Catholic. That doesn't make any sense. So you're not going to marry somebody because according to the word, if you get divorced, the woman's not supposed to get married, not allowed to marry another man because she's divorced. So they still consider that adultery. But yet the Catholic Church will marry same-sex people when the Bible literally forbids that. Sodom and Gomorrah talks about it all day long. How God dropped brimstone and hell on a city because they were engaging in so much homosexuality, he just decided to destroy that town. And he told them, don't look back, just roll out. So, what is going on? You take God's covenant, use it and say, hey, we're the gay community, this is our covenant. This is our covenant. Or this is our sign, our insignia. That's a slap in God's face. Not only are you dealing with the same sex, slapping them in the face, but then you're taking this covenant and using it and saying, this is who we are. Like, that's crazy. Yo, Ross, what do you got to say about that?
Brother, mind a few words, man. When I come to that, man, I don't understand what I'm talking about, man. Because, yo, it mashed me up the ass, man. It makes me feel like just, make one shed blood and scare tears their eyes at them, man. Because I don't understand what's going on in the community, man. And that time, you know, I take a blood clot, take a true number, part of the sign, the street sign, and say, you come here, it's our community, man. I'm crazy their eyes at there.
Yeah, because, yo, Philly got that. They got the rainbow signs on certain street signs down in the city to let you know that that's that community. I don't get it. It bugs me out. It truly bugs me out. And this is going to be a controversial topic. I'm okay with it. Doesn't bother me because I'm a man of God. I don't throw stones. I do live in a glass house or something. So I'm not going to judge you. I'm not going to say you're going to hell for it. Has nothing to do with that. But why take God's covenant and pervert it? That's his covenant. That's his thing telling the earth that I will never kill y'all with floods. I won't kill the whole entire earth with floods. But you use it to say, hey, get a taste of the rainbow. I don't get it. Ooh, this world is something else. But it's not going to be a long podcast. This was a short one. Just food for thought, you know. I talked to my pastor often about that. Like, why are these churches marrying the same-sex people? When the word literally says no. So a pastor asked my pastor one day, would he marry the same-sex person, same-sex? He said no, because it's not in line with God's word. And the other pastors say, yeah, but it's law. It's not the law. It's just something that is legal now, but it's not the law. So it's not like they're making the law. They got laws for all these different people, the different groups. Like, they're allowed to get health care benefits if they get married. They get the same benefits that a man and woman get that unite in holy matrimony. So if you're a man and man and woman and woman, you get the same benefits that we get. They're allowing you to adopt children now. Like, so you're raising children in a household, letting the child know that it's okay to kiss another man. You get a boy and you raise that boy who's potentially going to be straight, see y'all holding hands and kissing. He's like, oh, okay. So now that boy goes out and decides in school he wants to kiss on another boy. Or try to kiss another boy thinking it's cool. And they beat the dog mess out of him. Because they're like, yo, don't come at me like that. It's crazy. This world is so jacked up. So, with that, gotta go. Y'all be cool. Rasta out. Nah, my man, I'm going to say a couple things more. All right, say what you got to say.
Yeah. I agree with D if I say that, yeah, need to change our ways, man. As I understand what's going on with these people that are out there. No need to be gay. That's our choice. It's not, you weren't born that way. Yeah, it's our choice. You want to live that way, you live that way. So me go rob a bank and say, oh, me born to rob banks. Me go to jail, cause me rob a bank. Nah, man. It was our choice. That's just the word I believe is our choice. So with that, I'm disgusted later. Peace.
All right, well, that's Rasta. Y'all be cool. Yo, peace, love, and hair grease. Holla at you.